Working to harness the power of invention and innovation to accelerate climate action and improve lives around the world. Learn more at Lemelson.org. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. There's a dense fog advisory for portions of the KPR listening area until 10 o'clock this morning. That includes Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, Riley, and Waubonsie counties. For the rest of us, highs near 61 today.
My pleasure.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
We've got the Sunday Puzzle coming up at 7:35 this morning. Stay with us for that, as well as the latest news from NPR. It's all part of Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. Time to break out your dancing shoes. If you haven't heard, we're about to celebrate 30 years of the Retro Cocktail Hour. Do join us February 27th and 28th right here in Lawrence for live music by Nutty and by Lawrence's own Exotica Cocktail. You can find a complete schedule of weekend events and get your tickets while they last at our website, kansaspublicradio.org, and we'll see you February 27th and 28th here in Lawrence.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
A dense fog advisory throughout the KPR listening area, or I should say for portions of the KPR listening area, until 10 o'clock this morning. Also, a flood warning in effect for the Cottonwood River near Emporia until tonight and for the Neosho River near Neosho Rapids. Be careful out there.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Delicious soup dumplings. I'm Emily Kwong. That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon and that recipe for dumplings from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, we are 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, supporting pediatric cancer families during treatment by helping with daily needs such as food, transportation, housing, and other everyday expenses. Details at babyjslegacy.org.
Coming up, we'll have a conversation with actress Halle Berry about her new movie, Crime 101. That's just ahead on Kansas Public Radio. We've got some patchy fog throughout the area this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies today, gradually becoming sunny this afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s. Light winds from the northwest. Partly cloudy overnight tonight. Lows in the lower 40s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny and warmer with highs in the upper 60s. A reminder that we have a dense fog advisory until 10 o'clock this morning for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Jackson, Morris, Nemaha, Pottawatomie, Riley, and Waubonsie counties. If you're out and about in those areas, do drive carefully. We also have a flood warning in effect for the Cottonwood River near Emporia and the Neosho River near Neosho Rapids. It's 43 degrees in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News and Weekend Edition Sunday, Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. Then stay with us for This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. What do you have planned for February 27th and 28th? I'm hoping you're joining us as we're celebrating KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour's 30 years on the air. It's a weekend of live music, parties, and seminars, and you'll want to be there. For a complete schedule of everything we've got planned for the 30th anniversary and to get your tickets, visit kansaspublicradio.org. KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour 30th anniversary is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
If they can't agree, the federal government would likely force deep cutbacks to water supply that could trigger lawsuits from the states. For NPR News, I'm Alex Hager in Phoenix.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The Kansas 5051 group is planning a President's Day protest. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the protest is scheduled for 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on the South Lawn of the Kansas State House. This marks the second annual President's Day protest organized by the group, as well as widespread No Kings protests across the country last year. A Wichita woman has been sentenced to 3 months in prison in a bizarre case involving the International Space Station. KWCH reports that 51-year-old Summer Warden was sentenced Friday in federal court. Warden's estranged spouse, NASA astronaut Anne McLean, was serving on the International Space Station when Warden accused her of illegally accessing her bank account. In November, Warden pleaded guilty to lying to law enforcement about McLean's actions. On Friday, Warden was sentenced to 3 months in federal prison and ordered to pay more than $200,000 in restitution. Crews will be closing two K-10 ramps in Lawrence tomorrow. The work is part of the Kansas Department of Transportation's South Lawrence Trafficway Expansion Project. Beginning tomorrow, the U.S. 40 6th Street ramp onto eastbound K-10 and the eastbound K-10 exit ramp to Bob Billings Parkway will be closed until late May. In sports, Iowa State beat K-State men's basketball team 74-56. The K-State men lost to the Cougars 78-64.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia. For 35 years, sharing what works in schools today and working to inspire new ways to learn tomorrow. More at edutopia.org.
We have a dense fog advisory for portions of the KPR listening area until 10 o'clock this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, becoming sunny gradually with highs today in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the low 40s, and partly sunny and warmer for tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s. Under cloudy skies, it's 43 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Considered. Tune in by telling your smart speaker to play NPR or your member station by name. You're listening to NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News and Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Historic LeCompton's Bleeding Kansas series of talks and dramatic interpretations over the issue of slavery in Kansas and the nation. Sundays from January 25th through March 1st. Details at LecomptonKansas.com.
For years, British food has meant fish and chips. But now fried chicken is making inroads into the fish and chips business in the UK. We'll hear that story from David Miller coming up at 8:35 this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on a Sunday morning. Hope you'll join me later today for Prairie Journal. Today on Prairie Journal, stories of community. Winfield's Walnut Valley Festival, a family's journey from Mexico to Kansas, and more. It's part of the State Library's Kansas 250 bookshelf. We'll talk to several authors on the Kansas 250 bookshelf this month on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock this morning on KPR1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR2.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming a cappella quartet King's Return, performing a wide range of music genres and styles, Tuesday, February 17th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
The National Weather Service has issued a dense fog advisory for much of the KPR listening area. It has just been extended to include Lyon, Osage, and Shawnee counties. That means Emporia and Topeka. You are now also covered by that dense fog advisory. It's 43 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from
an off-Broadway show, Bigfoot the Musical, which is both silly and profound.
I like to be the biggest idiot in the room and then sneak in some vegetables.
My conversation with Amber Ruffin on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us for morning edition and a little Bigfoot tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your host tomorrow, Steve Inskeep, Lil Fottle, and Matthew Algeo. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you this Sunday morning for Weekend Edition Sunday here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
When you turn into Kansas Public Radio every day, you hear the difference. Thoughtful, civil conversations, in-depth, unbiased news. All of that is possible because of you. More than 84% of KPR's operating budget comes from private support. So now is the time to discover how you can make a difference. Contribute now at support.kansaspublicradio.org and make this happen. And from all of us at KPR, thanks. We've got patchy fog throughout parts of the KPR listening area this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies today, gradually becoming sunny this afternoon. Highs today in the lower 60s. It's 44 in Lawrence, 44 in Topeka, 42 in Atchison.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR just a minute and a half away, followed by news from the KPR newsroom. We'll also have the latest on that dense fog advisory, which is covering much of the KPR listening area this morning. All that ahead on Kansas Public Radio. Again, patchy fog this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies this morning. It will become mostly sunny this afternoon. Highs today near 62. It's 45 in Topeka.